Wow, welcome everybody. Welcome. You know, when I was a little boy about 6 years old, my grandfather used to call me Bambino Serpentino, and the only reason I knew he was saying snake is my mother used to say, he's not a little snake. You know? So I really came by that name quite innocently. I grew up into it in a little more dangerous way. You know, it's kind of amazing that last song, How Great Is Our God, because it's like what counselors couldn't do, what courts couldn't do, what judges couldn't do, what parole officers couldn't do, what the state of California couldn't do, only God could do. And about 10 years ago, my life changed radically. You see, I was a child for 47 years. I thought like a child. I definitely acted like a child. And I reasoned just like a child. And about 10 years ago, some men got a hold of me and said, "Isn't it time for you to put away your childish ways and become a man?" So for now, a little under 10 years, I've been trying to grow as a man. And it's not always easy. We have challenges. And developing the mind of Christ, you know, I thought that was like, you know, you just read the Bible a couple times and you're going to get it. And the funny thing for me is every time I read the Bible, God would put another verse in there that wasn't there last time. Did he do that to you guys? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that wasn't there this last time. Funny thing is in 1 Corinthians 2:16, God says, you already have the mind of Christ. He's already in you. It's already there. To develop that mind, how do we do that? It's a challenge. I mean, right now our world is just going through some topsy-turvy stuff. You know, we're going through some topsy-turvy stuff on our own. In our own lives. How do you develop Christ's mind? Well, that's where I came to Philippians 4:8. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all we have learned and received from Him. And everything you heard from Him and see Him doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. That can be a challenge for some of us. You know? With the things that we let us drift away from, as Barry talked about last week. You know, I'm a drifter too. You know, my mind starts taking little walks, and it's very, very rarely a good thing. You know? All we have to do is settle ourselves. Come back to thinking on those things. Because all of our actions, all of our behaviors are going to start in our mind. Whatever we're listening to, whatever we're thinking about, whatever we're reading, who we're hanging out with, it's all going to come from up here. The good thing, I think, is that we have a promise from God that we already have His mind. We just need to dig down and pull Him out. And He gives us some clear and concise instruction on it. You know, I'm very grateful today to be able to be up here. I was a little nervous at first and several of my family came and told me, "You're with family. Richard, you're with family. Snake, you're with friends." And as I look out today, I see that. I see that. You know, neither one of my mentors could make it here today. One is sick and one is at Knott's Berry Farm. But a very dear lady who I call Mama showed up. And you know, those things touch my heart today. Those things touch my heart. And you know, if I wasn't thinking on God's things, if I wasn't looking for what is pure, if I wasn't looking for what was true, if I wasn't looking for what was praiseworthy, I'd miss these things. I'd miss them. You know, I've grown so much in the last 10 years. You know, and we're all in different stages, I know. You know, but we need to run this race like we want to win. So when you're talking to your friends, when you're talking to your loved ones, when you're sitting around with just some of your coworkers, talk about those things that are true. Talk about those things that are praiseworthy. Talk about those things that are worth speaking about. Speak to each other in positive things, positive thoughts. And the grace of God will be with you. Sometimes when I was coming to, you know, Ron asked me to do this message, and you know, I'm a dragger, you know. I'm like, sure, I'll be happy to do it. Then he told me a date I was going to do it at, and I was like, okay, you know. And then last week, one of my mentors was, texting with me back and forth, and he goes, "So what's the message on?" I go, and I'm like, I'm really not sure. I was going to go with one of the old things I did in Africa because I'm used to it. I'm comfortable. You know, I said, but I'm probably going to blow it. And he said, "You know something, Snake? Just speak from your heart and you'll be fine." You know, and you know, my twisted head gave me permission. Oh, well, I guess I don't need to study now. And he's like, "You better get busy on that message." I said, "You just told me I just need to speak from my heart." He says, "It still requires you to study." I'm like, dang. Then all of a sudden, it came to me. It came to me. It came to me that I need to speak to people appropriately. I need to speak to them in psalms. I need to speak to them in verses from the Bible. I need to speak love into their lives and into their hearts. You know? Because, ladies and gentlemen, God loves you. If He loves me and all the bad I've done, why wouldn't He love you? You know, I stand up here and I'm not really qualified to be able to do this for you. You know, my life was not something that was profound or great. I didn't build great institutions. I stayed in a lot of them, but I didn't build any of them. You know? How am I qualified to talk to you? How? And I thank God for His word. You know, I'm always telling people when we go for challenges, and here's something for you. You know, if you're challenged with something, you're afraid. afraid of something. Fear is coming in there. Maybe this will work for you. I know there's probably a lot of people that find it really fascinating that Peter walked on water. I always did. You know what I mean? I want to walk on some water one day. You got to get out of the boat. You know? And as I was coming, getting ready to come up here, I was very nervous. I was over in Africa, and the young ladies were like, I don't know if I can share. Hey, I said, you want to walk on water, don't you? And they're like, yeah. I said, get out of the boat. And I'd push them forward. And they do miraculous, because it's not me that's speaking to you right now. And I probably won't even know what I said when this is over with. I'm praying all night long last night that God will speak to you. God will show you his love. God will show you his grace. God will show you his mercy. God will forgive you for whatever you've done. God is here, and he's here now, and he loves you. And if you don't know that, if you don't feel that, then get with somebody and have them preach and pray over you. Because to take me from the garbage can I was in and turn me into a man, only God could do that. Society can't do it. Society can't get you clean. Society can't stop your anger. Neither can anger management, let me tell you. Society can't stop your drug addiction. Society can't stop sexual immorality. Society can't stop wars. Heck, we're creating them. Society can't stop racial prejudice. Only God can. Only God. You know, a lot of times I get tempted. And one of my favorite verses in the Bible, and it may be something simple as being tempted to cheat on my taxes, which I like to do if I can, but God gave me a wife to stop that. I go to my go-to verse whenever I get tempted, and it's a promise from God. And maybe it'll work for you if something's going on in your life and you don't think you can have the mind of Christ. You don't think you can even develop a couple of words. It's like no temptation or problem will ever come at you except that which is common to every other fool out there. And God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear, but will always leave a way for you to stand up under the temptation. Now, I get you might be like me, and you might wish that God didn't have the confidence in you that he does at times. But the point of the matter is God loves you, and God trusts you, and God wants far more for all of us than we even realize. You know, when I gave my life to Christ, it had nothing to do. I would sit over there in that chair, and they would tell me, we're going to sing worship music. I'm just going to sit here. I'm not standing up like the rest of these people, raising my hands, you know. And then I started to do that. I felt better. It made me feel good. I don't know. It may not. Maybe you like to sit. I don't know. It made me feel better. Something happened for me. And then they said, well, why don't you come on up and pray for some people? You know, old Ron and Jose, why don't you, come on up here and pray for some people. Go through a prayer training. I'm not praying for people. You got to be crazy. God's not going to listen to me. He might listen to all of you, but he's not listening to me. And then all of a sudden, I got up and started praying for people. And Steve and I and my wife and a couple, we were in Mexico praying for people in English, and they were falling down in Spanish. That certainly wasn't Steve and my words, because it's like they didn't even know what we were saying. God is here. He's always here. He's put a piece of him in you. He's put his mind in you. He's put his spirit in you. And if Jesus promised to do that, Jesus was God. So that's just like a piece of God is in you, in all of us. How do we attach to that? How do we touch that? How do we get closer to that? I'm going to upset a couple people here, but it's probably not by watching Sunday morning football. Yeah, well, you know, I had to get it out there. I don't care if you watch Sunday morning football. All I care about is that you look in here. And I don't care if you look in here for hours at a time. Just get up in the morning, get a cup of coffee, sit down, and read a couple verses. It might take you 2 minutes. Might save your life. It might save one of your friends' lives. You might be sitting there with one of your coworkers, loved ones, and they're going through it. Maybe they lost a child. Maybe they lost a loved one. Maybe they're going through divorce. Maybe they're falling into sin. Maybe they're just miserable. And because you read a verse that morning, you can walk up to them and go, "You don't look so good. Would you mind if I prayed with you?" And it might change their life. Because let me tell you something else about what God has done for you. God says he's put a bunch of dynamite in you. So when you walk into a room, when you walk onto the beach, when you walk, wherever you go, the atmosphere should change. It should change, ladies and gentlemen. It should get ignited because you walked in there. Because you're bringing Jesus with you. You're bringing God with you everywhere you go. If he's inside you and you're going there, he's in you, right? So you're bringing him with you. It should change. You're full of dunamis. And I think that means dynamite, right, Ron? Okay. You know, I want to tell you that if the mind of Christ is already in you, you get one of these books or one of those cell phones with the Bible app on it. It doesn't matter where you find your scripture at. I don't care. It could be in a tract that somebody hands you. I don't. But as you put the Word of God in you, trust me, your life will change. Your life will become amazing. You know, I'm an old convict, or I used to be. And since I've turned my life over to Christ, I smile, I laugh, I enjoy my life. I've gotten married, I bought a house, I've been to Africa twice. I'm a prison gang member. He can change me. He can change you. Because he said he can. Now, none of us is going to be perfect throughout this little process. You know, I remember I heard that there was a pastor that came in here one time. I think it was Ron's cousin or something, and walked in and said, "I hear this is a big recovery church. A lot of people in recovery, you know what I mean?" And everybody went, "Yee!" And then there's a lot of people who aren't in recovery, so don't worry about it. They're in denial. Because as I've talked to a lot of men here at some men's breakfast, and there's one that's sitting here today that it strengthened and encouraged me so much because he said, you know something, Snake? I want to hear what you have to say. You know, and it's a man that is very unlikely that I would have ever hung out with back when I was in my disease, in my evilness. But today, we have a common ground, and it's like I can call him my brother. You know, and when he speaks to me like that, it gives me strength. That's that power, that Christ power that we can bring and put into each other. And that's how we develop that mind. That's how we develop those attitudes. That's how we develop our strengths. And you know, I don't know where God is going to take you. He may not take you to Africa. He may take you to Egypt, China, handing out Bibles in a very dangerous place. But wherever the grace of God's going to take you, I can promise you, he's going to protect you. And he's going to keep you. And he's going to make whatever mission he's got for you fruitful. And why? Because he loves you. You know, bad things happen to good people. I'm really sorry that it does. I guess that's where we're going to find out where our mind really is at. Now, when they happen, are we going to have that faith? Are we going to be able to be there for others? Are we going to be able to share that something good is going to come out of this? I don't know what it is. When my wife and I got married, we both lost our jobs. Only a couple few months after we got married. And I was a pretty new Christian. And I was definitely a new non-illegal activity person. And I really thought that, because you know, that's when the evil one comes and attacks you. When you're down, the evil one's going to try to get you. He's going to try to get in there, work his little details, tell you how it's not going to work, how stupid it is, how you can't even take care of your wife, you're a worthless human being, you might as well just die. Thank God I had developed some men in my life that I could talk to and that told me some of my ideas that I was coming up with were wrong. You know? Because we need each other. You know, if you don't have some other fellow Christians in your life and you're doing this walk alone except for church on Sunday, you're missing the boat because God's got so much more for you. Had I not trusted the men that were in my life that believed in Christ and believed in me, I would have missed the opportunity to get to know my new bride for about a year. We got to walk on the beach. We went to Africa together. And that's what God was doing when he got rid of my jobs. I didn't know that. But he did. So whatever problem you're facing today, whatever decisions you're getting ready to make, know that you have the mind of Christ already in you. Get with some fellow believers, people that you know and you trust, and that know you and you know them, Because you're family. And pray. No, I'm not a doctor. I couldn't heal Ashley's chest. All I could do was keep denying that cancer existed in her. And it's not everybody. I mean, there's the trick that I want to learn from Christ. I want to become that good with the mind of Christ. Is Jesus said, I do what my Father wants me to do. That's why every single person that Christ went up to was healed. I guess he knew who to pick out. He knew which ones he was supposed to touch, which ones he was supposed to heal. And then he told his disciples, which is what we are, now you go. You go to do what I showed you how to do. And you find the people that need to be healed. You want to heal people, you got to step out, like Steve said, and start praying. The more people you pray for, the more healings you'll see. It is a numbers game. It really is. And practice makes perfect. Don't get discouraged because the first person you go to that can't walk, you pray for their knee and they don't get any better. Don't get discouraged. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. The first time I put hands on Ashley and prayed for her, she went to the doctor the next day and they said, well, she's got to go to chemo. It's still there. I went, what happened, God? Why didn't it disappear? No, I don't accept it. I don't accept it. And now I don't know if the radiation, you know, I mean, they want to say the radiation got rid of the cancer. You know, I'm a little biased. I think it was more that Jesus got rid of the cancer. The radiation caused her to be sick. But I don't care. Either way, it's not there anymore right now. Just like Barry's friend. He's not healed. And he's not completely out of the woods. But he's doing better. And the prognosis looks better. So keep praying. Keep praying. I'm sorry, one of my relatives bit your friend. All I can tell you, it's not working, Caleb. The stance. All I can tell you is that there is a God who loves you dearly. And just like any friend that you have right here in San Diego, the more time you spend talking to him, the closer you will become. The less time you spend talking to him, the more the evil one will be able to try to work his magic on you. When you want the mind of Christ, go to his word. When people are up here preaching to you, Ron, Barry, any of us, Samuel, Christian, any of us, Amy, if we're telling you scripture and you're just taking our word for it, we might be leading you down a little rosy red path. You might want to check our words out on us. I like to paraphrase a lot of my scripture. I'm sure some of you that know scripture already recognize that. No. So you might want to see if you get the same message that I get out of it. No, I want you all to know that I love you guys all a great deal. My heart, it cries out. It cries out when you guys aren't feeling good. cries out when you're sad. It cries out when you're hurting. And I never used to be that kind of person. So I want you to know that you can develop the mind of Christ. I know there's some people sitting out here today that may not think they've got it. They may think they're crazy. They might think that, you know, you might have just come here to see some crazy guy named Snake preach. If you're going through any kind of situation, if you're hurting, if you've got pains in you, if you've got loved ones that maybe they're not behaving the way that you would like them to. Maybe you've got sadness in your life. Maybe you just want to be encouraged that you can have the mind of Christ. I know we're going to have some people up here in front that are going to be here to minister and to pray for you. And we want you. We want you in our lives. We want to share this great God. And then we want to go out there to the streets and share that great God. I want to thank you all so much. Thank you.